Welcome to Love Wins with Ellis and Benita, a conversation of love, life, and relationships. Welcome to Love Wins with Ellis and Benita. This is Benita.
And this is Ellis.
How's everybody doing out there today? Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to Love Wins, our podcast about love, life, and relationships. So, last week we talked about love at 50. Mm. This week we're going to talk about a love that ain't for leaving.
Ain't for leaving.
You ever had one of those?
Nope.
Apparently not.
Apparently not, right? Because if I did, if and I had, I wouldn't be here.
We still be in it, right? So what do you think that looks like? What is a love that ain't for leaving?
I don't even know.
Okay.
I can't imagine it.
So let's talk about what we do to try and get people to stay.
Oh, used to do?
yeah.
See, right now I ain't doing nothing. You want to go bounce, you know, kick rocks. I think that's a great topic. For me as a man, what I'm learning that I have to be my authentic self. Trying to be somebody else, I think, sets you up for failure in a relationship. So a love that ain't for leaving, it has to be a passionate, honest, it has to be this has to be a kind of love when you wake up in the morning and your breath hot, her breath hot.
And they still want
to
stay.
You know what I'm saying?
Y'all still kiss. Right?
You still kiss that baby, how you doing? You know, see, it's that morning breath love. Yes.
Well, you know how you can get, what you got to do is find you a military girl. It's something about people who've been in the military. They are more accepting of the normal things about us. You know, we don't always look good. We don't always smell good. Mm. We out here living. So when you've been, and this has just been my experience when I've dated military people, you know, they're a little bit.
Where you at?
They're a little bit more forgiving about, you know.
Oh, for real? Military women, huh?
Yeah. I mean, they've been out in the field. Everybody don't smell good out there.
Wow.
You know, they're more realistic.
So that's where they are. They're not in the church. They're in the military.
What's
the closest military base?
Fort Lee, right now. That's just been my experience.
You know, and post up.
With men that I've dated from the military.
You know, it's funny. So, I have, you be giving me saying all kind of stuff.
Good. Be open.
I've only encountered that I'm going to call it this morning breath love. When you wake up in the morning and, you know, folk looking crazy, you know, you got duck poop in your eyes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Duck poop in your eyes. You know, you got a little white stuff around, you know, around your corner of your mouth. And you look over and you're like, girl, I love you. Mm. That's a deep kind of love. Mm-hmm. You know, man, I've only had that one time.
Yeah.
I only had it one time. Even if after an argument or disagreement, you wake up the next morning, you still want that person there. That's the kind of love for me that can resolve conflict, that can, you know, get over stuff and get through things, because you really deeply love this person. Like, you don't want to live life without them.
When you can handle simple things like it's annoying, but snoring, right? Okay, so you might have to be like, all right. So I was dating this guy one time, and he was notorious. So I worked at the airport, and I used to order the PPE, you know, for the folks. So I just bought me one of those airplane sensitive earplugs, and I would put them in my ears at night. Because I love them. It's like when he would snore some terrible. Wow. But I would put those earplugs in my ear and laying right beside him, I didn't hear it.
You see, I think that's when you make you consciously and intentionally make a decision. I don't even know if that's called a compromise, but you're like, okay, I don't care what this is. You know, it ain't going to drive me away.
Yeah. I mean, when you love somebody, and I think when you have that ain't believing kind of love, you throw away some of the stuff. You know, some of the stuff. I mean, this person snored, but he's still wonderful. She's still great to you. Yeah. You know, she ain't sleep all the time. She great when she's not asleep. You know, some people, I dated one guy with a CPAP machine, right? So at least he won't snore. Now there was the hum of the machine sometimes, but it's all good.
Yeah, I've never, I sleep pretty perfectly. You know, I don't really snore unless I'm really tired. So I've been told, and you know, I was with a snore, and we can always get up and run down the street like, I can't take it no more. God, get me up out of here. You know.
Yeah, when I was married, we had this thing. If I ain't go to sleep first, I won't go into sleep. Because once you started, you can't sleep through that.
Like I have an aunt that literally, when she snored, she was downstairs in the basement of my old house. And I kept hearing, you know, I had the doors, so I kept hearing. What is that? So I followed the noise. I'm like, you in the basement and you snoring this loud? Like, what's wrong with you? You're going to die.
No, what's that about?
Yeah, I'm leaving that love. You know, that, I'm gone.
You ain't leaving. You just gonna sleep upstairs. You'll be all right.
Nah. You know, I've never encountered that kind of love. I'm sure it's out there, but I've never encountered it. I don't know, you know, because folks leave me all the time. So.
But when they leave, do they leave? Like, do they slam the door and say, I'm out of here? Or does the love transition into something different? Because as I've said before, I've shared with you and our listeners that I'm still friends, so it don't leave. It just transition that we might not be the right fit in this circumstance.
Yeah, usually they're done for.
Yeah, they slam the door. They
slam the door. Yeah.
Break the hinges on the way out.
They ain't fooling me.
So we got to create that. We got to figure out. We got to figure out that ain't for leaving kind of love. What that's like.
Oh, God. That's so funny. I mean, I know why they leave, you know, for good reason.
But if you're being your authentic self.
Well, see, at the time, I'll be honest with you, I was not being my authentic self. I was not. Like now. Oh, now shoot! If we find that love thing, it's a wrap. Because now I'm cool with myself. I don't have to, you know, I don't have to double dutch.
Because we talked about that last week. Love at 50. We were saying you have to be authentic and transparent.
Yeah, no doubt.
And I think, you know, part of it is because we're getting old and we're forgetful as I don't know what. Yeah. So you can't fake and be somebody that you're not.
But it's amazing how many people our age are still out here, you know, tap dancing for
faking and trying to be.
You know, and they don't really know what they want or who they are. Mm-hmm. I don't know why it takes us so long to, you know, to be our authentic self. You know, I don't know what's happened. I don't know why that is. This is
interesting. I think a lot of times when we grow up, you know, sometimes we get into these situations where we're not good enough.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and then so as you get older, you know, you were taught a long time that you weren't good enough or made to feel that you weren't good enough. And so now that you are here, you know, this adult person, you still have that. You still have that hurt and that damage. Point. You know, those wounds are still unhealed. So you're still faking, you know, to kind of be somebody that you're not or something that you're not.
So do you think people are aware of their woundedness or that they are being fake or are they oblivious?
Wow. I think you can do something for so long that it becomes a new reality almost. You know, like you could tell a lie for so long and that lie is now the truth.
It's not a lie if you believe it.
And yeah, I mean, it's now the truth. However, I would imagine that it would be extremely heavy to carry that, you know, to constantly carry You got you, but then you got to carry the facade of you at the same time.
I don't know if they're aware that they're caring. I had said to somebody, what did I say to the person? I said, your energy is off.
Okay.
And he was like, what do you mean? I said, you just seem like you got a lot going on. And he was like, oh, I'm cool. I couldn't even tell. I'm like, you can't tell. You can't sense when something's going on.
Don't you feel it? Don't you feel a burden and a weight? You know, I was talking to a person just yesterday. And this guy, he's smart. He's a very intelligent guy and, you know, what he knows in his field. But he did a lot of talking, you know, and I don't want the backstory a lot of times, especially in this realm. It was technical. I don't understand that. So I just really just need A to B to B.
Right.
Just
give me an A.
Yeah, I really don't want to hear all the whys because I ain't never going to want to know that.
Right.
And I'm never going to grasp that because that's not what I'm interested in.
Right.
So as he continued to talk, you know, I'm trying my best to be polite, you know, but my face tells the story that I really just need you to get to the point. But what we kind of came up with towards the end of the evening was that you have something else going on that has to be healed. This is why, you know, you ramble. You know, what are you covering up? You know, I just feel like when people ramble so much, I mean, there are some people who are just have the gift of gab and they just like to talk and hear themselves talk. But this young man didn't strike me as that. And so he started telling me about stuff in his personal life that was dark. You know, a lot of it was just dark stuff, dark matter. I was like, you know, and we talked about God. You know, I asked him, did he have, you know, what was his spiritual connection? And, but it's like, to me, he is afraid to be his authentic self. Yeah. I think for a lot of times he's had so many setbacks, and, you know, and he noted, he said, you know, I'm telling you everything.
But do you have to, we talk about this love, as you were talking, I'm thinking, do you have to share everything about you with someone you say you love or vice versa? Do they need to know everything?
Okay, so I am a person of, what do you call it? It's kind of like selective omission or something. I don't know the term. Maybe I just made that up. I'm going to answer what you ask.
Right.
So if you don't ask me, it's not that I intended not to tell you, because I do talk quite a bit. So most things you're going to know about me because I'm going to share. But there are some things that I'm not even thinking that's relevant to where we are today. And so I may not tell you, but if you ask the question, I'm going to tell you the answer.
Yeah, I think in previous relationships, thinking that this is the kind of love that I'm not going to leave, that I have, you know, divulged too much of myself.
Okay.
And then that makes people begin to think and wonder, you know, about me. So now I don't feel the need to share a whole lot about my experience or my story.
But if she asks,
you know, I'll share, you know, a little bit, but I'm not going to share at the depth I used to share.
So do you feel like, I mean, so are you reading this person? Like, say you met a person. Let's say you met a person like me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm going to take in exactly what you say. And I don't know what you could tell me that's going to make me run, you know, short of you a mass murderer or something. But, you know,
you still ain't gonna run. I'm like, interesting, how'd you begin killing all these people?
Okay.
I mean, why would you
do that? Right.
And what's your type, by the way? Am I your type? Are you gonna kill me?
And what'd you wear in mind? You know, so yeah, I may stay a little longer, but I'm going. So do you like weigh the person or kind of read the person to decide how much I can share with this person and if she can handle it?
I do. And I don't know why this is. This making me completely off. But I've always believed that this person that possesses the kind of love that ain't for leaving, she would just know. I don't have to say anything because she'll just know. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, is that
yeah,
bizarre?
I think that's that's the ain't for leaving love.
Yeah.
And you're going to know that she is the person know. That you can just say it to.
Yeah, you just know.
You're just going to feel comfortable
that's,
with that person.
I don't know why that has always, I mean, I've thought about this for 20 years or more, mm-hmm. that you just meet someone, they just know. And I think because that has been my revelation, I've always encountered women who didn't know, and I'm frustrated thinking they should know, because if you know, you're the one. But if you don't know, you ain't the one. Mm-hmm. And so that's how my mind works now. And I, you know, it's like it's been that way forever, as long as I can remember. So I just think when you encounter that person, this person just knows who you are. They just get you. You just vibe. You share similarities. You don't even argue. You may disagree, but you don't even argue. Okay. You know what I'm saying? It's the kind of love that you may not like the same thing, but you respect the person's dislike because you love them so much. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me talk this thing up.
Talk it up.
Put it out, manifest. You know, let me talk it up.
Make it plain.
But yes, I mean, that's what it is to me. It's because you want to disagree, but I love you so much that even in our disagreement, I still like you.
Yeah.
I don't agree with you.
I can work through this.
Yeah.
You know, we can work. And I think that's what one of the components of true love is. You know, being able to work through the disagreement, you know, just kind of work through that and come on the other side, and you're gonna be okay, and be stronger for it, even.
That's the challenge, is getting to the other side and not losing yourself as you get to the other side. Mm-hmm. I know oftentimes in getting to the other side, I felt in my soul that I was losing a part of myself, and so now I'm reluctant to go to the other side with somebody if I'm gonna lose a part of me. Mm-hmm. So I think when you have that kind of love, you know, you don't mind just opening up and just bungee jumping, because it's safe.
It's safe.
It's a safe
love. How do you lose a part of you? What does that look like?
I think through the compromising. I mean, it's like when you have some deep rooted beliefs, you have to forsake those in order to appease somebody else.
Okay. So, like when you talk about the weave thing, you're not losing a part of you.
Yes, I am. Lost.
Lord, Petty Paul.
Lost. I was talking to a brother last night about this, and we just got into a conversation, and he leaned into me, and he was like, "Man, I don't really be feeling them weaves," and I said, "Ninja." We were dapping and talking, and I didn't really know him that well. But that him and I was texting last night, because we got a bond. So it was like 7-8 men. Other men was like, "Man, we don't care." It was like great. But
so y'all were in like a men's circle, and this is what y'all were talking about.
It just came up. It just came up.
I always wonder what y'all talking about.
It just came up. We were talking about.
Y'all don't exchange cookie recipes and stuff.
No, we exchange other kind of recipes, you know. But then he and I just started talking about, you know, from a love situation. You know, when you find that woman that, you know, she just meets all the criteria. She just checks all the boxes. Mm-hmm. And he's like, "Yeah, man, she can't have no weed." I'm like,
"Oh, I can't believe that's a
box." We dabbed up. And it wasn't as if, it was respectful, like, "Yo, we like what we like."
Right.
You know, one dude was like, "Listen, I don't care if you're bald headed. You don't matter. I'll make a difference to you." Mm-hmm. I'm like, "Right on, brother." You know, but us two here,
this where we at.
You know, this where we are.
Right.
You know, and we had, I mean, I think we had a valid reason as to why. You know, we talked about, you know, our mothers and growing up, and he's young, he's 40. So
and what you saw.
Yeah, he was talking, you know, having your nails painted. You know what? I don't care nothing about that. But that hair piece is crucial.
That's a big thing. You know, when my youngest son was young, like, I don't know, maybe 10. He told me that he wanted a girl with hair like mine.
That's right.
You know.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. check out now.
That was Noah.
Oh, Noah. No. Okay, Noah.
No, like, no. Black girls are me. Noah's the baby. Yeah.
Oh, he looks so old.
Yeah, he's the baby. Yeah, now I've got a beat down one time with me and Navy because he said black girls were mean. So we said, you about to get a black girl beat down.
Well, you know, it's interesting. We were talking a bit last night about the plight of black women.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there is a misnomer in regards to the attitude of some black women. You got to get down and find out why they, you know, are mean. It's like, you know, why black women wear weaves? One chick told me, because I want to. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. She's like, because I want to.
Because you want to.
Yeah. I'm like, cool. Okay. Nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I hear you.
So then, you know, so it's always when you ask those kind of questions, they try to flip it back on you. You know, so why do you do what you do? I'm like, what are you talking about? You know, why I wear my clothes? Why I got a truck? You know, I mean, what is I don't know. Shucks.
It's interesting. I do want to, and you know, we got to take a break, but I do kind of want to talk about, and it may be a different show that we talk about that, because I was on Facebook having a conversation with, I guess they just passed a law that you're not supposed to discriminate against women about their hair.
I didn't know that was such a thing.
Oh yeah, companies were discriminating because we have locks and we have braids and we have natural hair. And so I always kind of wondered, do you know, some women, black women, feel that we natural hair girls are less professional because, you know, we are this way, and so, and that's why they choose to do that thing. Whole different conversation, ain't nothing got to do with Love Winning. So we're going to take this break, and we'll be right back with Love Wins with Allison Benito. Three Guys Talking Smack and Listening to Music is an eclectic blend of genres for your listening pleasure. Find our podcast on the Black Talk Radio Network or listen to our stream on Live 365. From praise to timeless tunes to an all-out dance party, our DJs spin the tunes to make you feel good. Reminisce with us on Thursdays as we take you back to our greatest moments. Three Guys Talking Smack and Listening to Music, the intersection of music and culture.
Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
And we're back with Love Wins with Ellis and Benita. What were we talking about?
So I want to respond to, I forgot what I was going to say now.
Mm-hmm.
But so this love that is not for leaving, like I have created a criteria of what kind of woman that I deserve.
Deserve. All right.
Deserve.
Let's sing that song. I deserve. The tank.
I don't know. And so it's really three things. Number one, she has to cook better than me.
Okay. Well, can you cook?
Lay it down.
All right.
Flat.
Lay it down flat.
Flat.
Mm-hmm.
Flat,
okay.
Flat.
Okay.
Number two. I think this may be not as important, but it's crucial.
Wait, that cook better than you? That's like real?
Yeah, it's real. Yeah.
Okay.
She's suffering like, can't stand you, Regina.
I know that was a real requirement, but okay.
Real requirement.
Continue.
She has to be able to make me laugh.
Okay.
And she has to have a sense of humor.
Okay.
You know, a genuine sense of humor. Like, you gotta be able to take my ribbon. You know, because I'm kind of sarcastic. No, kind of. I am sarcastic. Mm-hmm. And I'm an asshole.
What? It ain't so.
See that right there? So you got to have the hat
say
on it, right?
It
ain't
so.
I'm saying, I'm a handful. And then the third thing, this love that ain't for leaving is, you know, she can't be afraid to be her authentic self. Like, she has to be.
Let your
hair
down.
Well, yeah. You got to have some hair laid down.
I ain't mean to go there. I had to be beating that dead horse.
You got to have some hair laid down. You know? So it was at the farmer's market on Saturday, and I saw this woman, and her hair was naturally out. It was like reddish. I mean, it looked like radiant. It looked radiant. And I've been thinking about it, you know, this whole hair thing and the power of the hair. And I think, yeah, you gotta be able to just be yourself. You know, because someone could say to her, hey, your hair looked nappy, right? But to me, it looked vanglorious. It was phenomenal.
Vanglorious?
Is
that a new word?
Okay.
New word.
We need a
dictionary over here.
Vanglorious. Remember, what was that rap group back in the day? Vanglorious. The red, the black, and the green.
I do remember it.
The X-Clan. So he's always say, vanglorious. So yes, hair was vanglorious. And I just thought to myself that she was confident and comfortable to wear her hair that way.
Okay. It was just out. It was just out. How it grew out of her scalp.
It was just out. It was just, I mean, it was all over the place. But I wanted to run behind her and say, I love your hair. But it would have been so creepy.
And so what's funny is this is today. I was on Facebook, and one of my friends had posted, do men give compliments anymore other than the standard good morning, beautiful, or hey, sexy, blah, 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 that. You know, do you give genuine compliments? And she probably would appreciate it, you know, if you said that.
At Kroger's, at Staples Mill, it's a young sister, and her hair was natural. And I went through a line. I said, you have beautiful hair. And she looked at me. She says, thank you, sir. I said, no, seriously. I said, your hair is, like, gorgeous. And she looked shocked. And I said, well, my daughter wears her hair like yours.
Okay.
And she was like, oh, thank you. She said, I'm going to keep on doing this now. I said, you should.
Yeah. Sometimes you need that. Because I was sharing, like, the compliment I used to get constantly pre-COVID was my smile. So now, you know, COVID.
You got the mask coming up. Man.
So, I mean, that wasn't my thing. So, yeah, I don't get complimented no more.
But I'm sure you get comments on your hair.
Sometimes. I get compliment on my mask because, you know, I got a cannabis mask. So people always say something about the mask.
See, I'm like, mask or no mask, I'm going to get a compliment.
I get compliments about the mask.
So, yeah, that's the love. That's not
that me. That's your ain't believing.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, wow. I got to figure out what's my ain't believing.
Yeah. Because you can cook. I was telling somebody, a homegirl who can't cook, and I'm like, are you trying to learn to cook? She's like, no. I said, you ain't have no man. That's why you ain't got no man. You gotta be able to cook. You gotta be able to keep a man.
Well, I hear a lot of women say that almost as a badge of honor. I don't cook. Yeah. You know, like,
and I ain't gonna cook.
Right.
And he better be cooking.
Right. And yeah. I love to cook, and for me it's therapy. Yeah. You know, it's when I'm having a bad day or, you know, I got other things, I can't leave that kitchen. Yeah. It's like, that's where I wanna be. And I cook up a whole bunch of stuff. And we have this small refrigerator, and the kids are like, Mom, it's too much stuff. But
I think because of the era in which we grew up in, like, for me, like, my grandmother was a cook.
Okay.
And so I remember talking to her while she was cooking. So she was always cooking. My mother is interesting because she didn't do a lot of cooking as a kid growing up. I grew up on, like, you know, frozen dinners. But now she cooks a whole lot. She's always cooking.
Because Mr. D.
Is that what it is?
She cooking with Mr. D.
You know what's so funny is she still cooks for him and she still brings him his plate.
Is that anything wrong with that?
I think it's beautiful.
I bring everybody their plate. I mean, now if I got a whole mass of people over here, no, you're on your own. But when my friends come over and you know I prepare food, I don't have no problem fixing it. And I don't even think about it. Like some people see it as subservient. I don't see it as anything. I just do it.
I love serving people.
Men and women. Yeah. I don't care. I'm gonna do it.
I think I'm on the mindset is I'm gonna outserve you. You know, to me, it's like a little competition.
I like that. And if we all outserve each other or we strove for that, we could all have that love that ain't for leaving.
That's right.
You know, we got to try to outdo each other a little bit. I like that, too. I like that competition.
I mean, there's so many things you can do to show that you care about a person. I think we do a poor job of caring. Mm-hmm. So when you're with somebody who cares about you, you know, they're going to check in on you. They're going to how can I say, not show an interest, but they're going to continue to let you know, hey, I like you.
Right.
If that makes sense. And it's I think we become so complacent in our love. Once we get love, we kind of fall back. But you got to continue to, you know, my ex used to always say, you need to start doing the same things, you know, you did to keep me. And I want to say, like, chick, you need to do what you was doing that caused me to do those things. But then I realized she ain't do nothing. She ain't do nothing.
Yeah.
No, she didn't have to do anything. If I like you, I'm gonna be on you.
Mm-hmm.
If I like you, I'm coming for you like an eagle searching for prey in the middle of an ocean.
Wow. Yeah, I think we do have to work a little bit harder to do things. I had this friend, and you know, it's just a friend. And so, you know, he says that as for him, because, you know, when he comes here, he got to eat. You know, he got to eat because I'm going to feed you. And so, you know, he tries to one-up me, you know. And so today he was texting me shoes. He's like, which of these do you like, you know? And he was like, you know, old school. You know, they said, if you got a woman's shoes, she could run out your life. I said, I ain't going nowhere. I like them pair, you know. Give me that pair right there.
That,
I ain't running.
Every woman I bought some shoes for, I ran out of my life.
That, I ain't going nowhere. True. Did you buy high heel shoes?
I bought boots. I bought, you know, man.
I ain't going nowhere.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
So I still don't know what's my ain't believe. Like, I need a person who listens and not just hear me. Yeah, you know, listen. I need you to listen.
Yeah.
And you don't have to come back on me, like, right now with a response, or you may not have a response. You know, you may not be able to offer me anything but support or comfort. But I prefer if you listened and you don't even respond to me till tomorrow, you know, that you thought about it and you come back to me with some substance.
Listen.
I need that.
You know, this is unfortunate what I'm about ready to say, but I used to think that listening was what somebody was what everybody did.
Mm-mm.
But it's not true.
No, some people only listen for the stop. So they can speak. You know, they're not really engaging in what you're saying. Like, sometimes people will pick out little things. I've had conversations with people, and I may say a whole lot of words. I almost gave you a dissertation. But you picked on that one little sentence of something that you felt like, you know, I took a scratch at you. When I said a whole bunch of other stuff that basically put that piece in context. So I need you to listen.
Yeah, that's a lost art these days.
And you know, because you know what listening does? That's really where you learn a person. I was in a long relationship with the guy for a long time. And we're still very close. And whenever we've had no real arguments, and I say no arguments because he don't really argue back with me, so I'm just the one like I am. But even the few times where I really went in on him, because he had listened to me in prior, you know, times when I'm just talking, or, you know, he listened to know me, he knew even those times when I went in, he was able to discern and pick out what I was really mad about. So he ignored a whole bunch of it because he was able to go right in and say, all right, this is the issue, and it will be resolved like that.
Yeah.
And sometimes I was mad because I exerted all this energy and fussing with you. And then you just came right back to the one little piece that's the real problem, and it was solved.
I've learned that. I think you just learn to apologize. You know what? I apologize. I missed it. But you're so right. Nothing irritates me more is a woman who don't listen. And
what'd you say?
A woman who don't listen. It's hard to find a woman who listens. Who listens.
What you talking about?
Oh my gosh.
What you want us to listen to?
And then what's even worse is when you've said something and they keep saying, what you mean? I understand that. Or,
well, sometimes we want clarity. Make it plain.
But if I say the same thing the day before and the day before that and the day before that, this is the fifth time I've said it and you still don't understand? Yeah, we ain't going to make it. I'm leaving that love. I don't care who you are. I'm out. I mean, but yeah, that's accurate. Listening.
Yeah.
Listen. Do you listen? Now hear me. Do you hear me? Mm-hmm. Are you listening to me?
So another ain't for leaving component for me is, now I don't expect us to all have the same experiences, you know. However, I want us to be open to different things. You know, I've had, who was I talking to? This ain't nobody I want to date or nobody. It's just some friend. And we were just talking about, it was some food. And he won't even try different things. I ain't trying it. I ain't never had it. You know, it's like, food is my life. What?
How dare you?
How dare you? You're not going to try this.
That's like,
I ain't talking about no chitlins or nothing like that. You know, but this was something, because I don't cook those things. It was something that I was doing. I don't remember what it was. But it was like, I can't believe you won't even try. You are a grown man.
So if for you who's a cooker, for someone to come and not partake of what you
just got
prepared, that ain't, that's an insult. That's rude.
That don't work for me.
Yeah.
You know, because I see that as, that seems minuscule, but on a bigger picture, I'm going to see some else I want us to experience together.
Yeah.
And you're going to root yourself and you're not going to do it.
Yeah.
And that's going to get old for me.
Like, I don't like people who are not intelligent. Who are unable to think their self out of a wet paper bag.
Mm-hmm. And we should not, we just need to know. Because some people equate intelligence to educate, and it's not the same.
I'm talking about just straight up common sense.
Yeah, just understand how. Yeah.
A young brother I was talking to on Saturday, he said, understanding, overstanding, and instanding.
Mm-hmm.
So he kept saying that he was talking about when you overstand, then you have to understand, and you have to understand. And I'm like, bro, that's a lot of standing, bro.
I'm bad. Back hurt.
You know what I'm saying?
My feet hurt.
I'm like, that's a lot of standing. But he really wants to be understood. And I think if you lack some basic intelligence, you don't. I don't know what it is. It's just we live in a dumbed down society. Which people, there are a lot of ignorant people out here.
Yeah.
A lot. I mean, it's more than I've ever imagined. And I think social media has revealed how ignorant you really are.
It does. I was just thinking that. You know, you have people who truly believe it if it's put in a meme.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, for real?
Yeah.
Is it, you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
You know, even, people watching, somebody was sending me this video. I'm like, I'm tired of watching folks on video. He's like, well, read a book. I'm like, how about this? How about you send me something that's been verified through research? because someone's, you know, on a YouTube video doesn't make it credible.
Right. And you and so the YouTube ones are some of the worst. I rarely even click on those because so usually those are just a lot of babbling. And I always felt like when you mentioned the do the research, you have a lot of people who just throw that phrase out there. And I become convinced that that's like on a certain talking point somewhere when like person throws something out there and then you ask them, you know, for verification, they say, do the research, you know, for real. You ain't doing no research. And just because you Googled it, that ain't research. Did you write a white paper? You know, where's your dissertation?
I don't know how we got to a place where we cannot have a conversation. To me, it's very attractive to be able to have an intellectual conversation with somebody about, hey, flowers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this person who I met, you know, she loved flowers. So she would school me on the flowers. And I was like, oh, it was so sexy. Because she knew about flowers. So I was asking her, how you learn about flowers? And she said, well, she grew up, you know, her mom had a garden. And she hated the garden, but her mom passed away. Somehow she picked up her mom's habit. And I was just like, that is amazing. That's amazing. So I like to learn new things. I like people who can, you know, introduce me to new things that I don't know. So I know a lot, but I don't know everything. And so, you know, I would love, and teach me some things.
So you wanted to be taught.
Oh, teach me.
One of my favorite songs is Algebra, Teach Me Tonight.
Yeah, teach me. Teach me. I mean, I'm always teaching.
And you got to be open to learning,
yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah,
you know,
teach
so
me.
That goes back to that openness that makes you, helps you create a love that ain't believing. So normally on our show, well, we've never played, I'm not going to say normal because there's nothing about this show that's normal. And this is only episode 14, so it could change any time. But we're going to give you a little bit of love after the break. One of our favorite people. Wrote a song and recorded this song last summer, and it's called Ain't Believin'. So after we take this break, we're going to hear from V the Writer and Ain't Believin'. We'll be right back with Love Wins.
I was 5 when I wrote my first song, and my people bought me keys before my fingers could reach, and they believed in a dream that I had not yet conceived, and the way maturity for me set up, I made a life while doing other things to set up this life I live to heal with these quills. Bitches today make it hard for me. Got the nerve to hear the king and treat him less than. The way of your world is intriguing to me. The weight of the world is depleting for me. This boy came with love, but she don't love him. But I can and I will, imperfect, but I am. Just gotta let me in. I'll be 9, you'll be 10. I'll show you greater than. No, I am the same. Superficial shit is not needed with me. Let's build together, we want the same things. Partnerships, what true relationship means. I put in work and put on for my team. Work for myself while they being content. We're making all to blame, they should be ashamed. Knowing life's a game, they on the sidelines, they don't wanna play. Hard work make they chest are anxious when it comes time to work under pressure. They don't really wanna blow to the top, simple 10 niggas. They rather sit and watch and they rather run their mouth. While I got time, we can give them something to talk about. Let's talk about love, but don't overthink it. You know I'm the one, and I know you're patient. Just let me in. You never have to go through that hurt again. Despite the pain, I understand. But this love,
this love.
Back with Love Wins with Ellis and Benita. Again, that the cut you just heard was from Be The Writer's first CD. I guess that's what CD, album, whatever. It's called Taste 1. And Taste 2 will be out on September 8th. So be sure to find it at BeTheWriter.com. And you can come out and meet Be The Writer at the RVA Black Farmers Market. The next one is September 19th. At 1700 Blair Street, the Way of the Lord Fellowship. We start at 9 o'clock. So we say we end at 3. However, vendors have been selling out. So as they sell out, they start to leave. So if you want to get produce, you got to get there early. Don't come at 2 o'clock because most of it's going to be gone by then. So come early and, you know, we're going to be there as long as vendors have stuff to sell. But once they sell out, we out. So be sure to catch us. And don't forget to hit us up on our email at lovewinswithellisandbenita@gmail.com or leave a comment on whatever platform you're listening to this podcast on. Thank you to the Black Talk Radio Network for having us. And thank you to Three Guys Talking Smack and Listen to Music for all that you do. Check them out. They live stream 24/7 on Live 365. All right. So now that I gave all the shout outs, and we've heard Ain't Believing, are we more inspired that we can come up with these Ain't Believing type of loves, Dr. Henderson? After a couple glasses of Cabernet, I expect a good answer. And you better not use the B word.
You know, I'm thinking about someone and just someone who smiles at you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like when someone just looks at you a certain way. It's just when someone, it's the little things people do or she does or did or whatever. I just think that I'm kind of speechless right now. I was thinking about something. Yeah, but just the smile.
You speechless? Why?
Yeah, because
what's up with that? Who on your mind? You know, Nadia? Just, it's kind of a Nadia kind of feeling.
Nah. You can mention Nadia. Nadia. You know what's interesting about Nadia? Nadia, she was not the most beautiful woman She didn't have the best body, but she had all of the right characteristics.
And that is important that you say that, because, you know, it gives girls like me hope, you know, because like sometimes we compare ourselves to other women. I think it's kind of natural, not really get caught up in it.
Men do it too.
But, you know, we do compare each other body types, and, you know, you see these women and you like, she got it, you know, she got, you know, the booty, she got the breast, she got it going on, she got the little small waist. And, you know, I look at myself, I don't have that, I ain't going to the gym, I ain't going to get it, you know, so.
I'm just going to be me.
None of that is going to happen. You know, I'm probably going to become more round than I am, you know, tall. So, you know, but to have that confidence to know that there are, that we still are queens in this shell.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that there are people out there who love us anyway.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have to do a whole lot of extra. I mean, some people like that, and there's nothing wrong with it. But there are a whole bunch of people out here who are just looking at, this is what we have. And I think that is what the Loving for Leaving is about. And it's also definitely what love at 50 looks like.
You know, I think something that's important to me is spontaneity.
Okay.
Someone who's spontaneity, and I don't have to always make all the decisions and choose all the places to go. But if I said, hey, you know, it's midnight, let's go, you know, down to the river and watch the moon. Mm-hmm. You know, it's that kind of, okay, all right, I got to work at morning. Yeah, let's get up and do it. It's that kind of spontaneity. You got to keep it alive. Someone who's adventurous, someone who's creative and likes to do some things differently. So, I don't know. You know, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know. We'll see.
All right. So we want to thank everybody for listening, and I hope you enjoyed our show. We'll be back next week with more Love Wins with Ellis and Benita. So you take care. Keep sharing.
Peace and blessings, family.
We love you.
We hope you enjoy Love Wins with Ellis and Benita. Until next time, put love first. Hashtag Love Wins. If you'd like to reach us, reach out at Love Wins with Ellis and Benita at gmail.com.